Hello, I'm Pastor Steve. In October of 2017 at the Feast of Tabernacles, I had a heart attack. I was rushed to the hospital, they did surgery, and then they proceeded to prescribe all kinds of big pharma stuff for my bad diabetes that I discovered I had. Well, the big pharma did absolutely nothing to help my healing or the diabetes. So this year, in 2018, at the Feast of Unleavened Bread, right after Passover, my friend Patrick had brought some Youngevity products from yourdiyhealth.com. He gave me them as I needed to be shown that they work because I'm such a terrible skeptic. Well, these things provided my body with the nutrients needed to heal itself, and I am absolutely amazed. I am not used to endorsing anything, but this stuff has worked wonders for me. You can contact Jim Ram, whose show is on EFR, at yourdiyhealth.com. That's yourdiyhealth.com. And the toll-free order number for those Youngevity products is 855-809-6864. That's 855-809-6864. If you have any of the problems that I was experiencing with diabetes or slow healing, I suggest that you try these products. I am sold on them. They really work. Thank you very much for your time, and may Yahweh bless and keep you.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward.
Ah, yes. Shalom Aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. The show is Word for Word. I'm Pastor Steve, and this show is for the 16th of May, 2018. It is my 383rd new Word for Word show. That's not counting the reruns on Tuesdays and Thursdays. They're necessary for people to catch up. But we're in the Apocrypha in the book of Sirach. We will be beginning in chapter 21 today. I will be reading from the New Revised Standard Version, which I have had for many years. And it has copious notes and others that I've added to it over the years of study. They have omitted some of the verses, but they have them in the notes, so I will be reading those verses in order. I want to give my website before we get started. It's www.pastor-steve.com, and all my shows are on there, Wake Up Call and Word for Word. Two seed line links, items for sale, how to get my translations, and basically it's a download and listen site. There's no interaction, there's no comment section. I really don't want to have to police trolls. So the serious people that actually want to learn and listen can use the site, and the overgrown children cannot. So Let's get started in chapter 21. I'm going to read the verses that have been omitted out of the notes, and I have a lot of notes with the scripture references to other scriptures that are in the book and others that I have added. So let's get started here. This is a subsection called Various Sins. So verse 1 of chapter 21. Have you sinned, my child? Do so no more, but ask forgiveness for your past sins. Verse 2. Pardon me. Flee from sin as from a snake. For if you approach sin, it will bite you. Its teeth are lion's teeth and can destroy Adamic lives. Now they have human lives in here because they have anglicized things. The race of Adam are not humans. We are not hued. We are white Caucasian people. So I will not be reading human. The same way where they have replaced the sacred name of Yahweh with the Lord, I will replace Yahweh. You have to work with what you have to work with, and when you have knowledge, you sometimes have to correct the written word where it has been deliberately manipulated. So I will do so in my readings. Verse 3, all lawlessness is like a two-edged sword. There is no healing for the wound it inflicts. Verse 4, panic and insolence will waste away riches. Thus the house of the proud will be laid waste. And other copies read uprooted instead of laid waste. Verse 5, you can reference Sirach 35, verses 21 through 25 on this verse. The prayer of the poor goes from their lips to the ears of God. That's what they have in here. Other in the Greek it says his ears. Okay. Verse 6, and you can reference Proverbs chapter 12, verse 1. Those who hate reproof walk in the sinner's steps, but those who fear Yahweh repent in their heart. Verse 7. The mighty in speech are widely known. When they slip, the sensible person knows it. I pause for effect upon occasion. Verse 8. Whoever builds his house with other people's money is like one who gathers stones for his burial mound. And other text has for his for the winter, gather stones for the winter. I don't know. Verse 9, an assembly of the wicked is like a bundle of tow, and their end is a blazing fire. Now, people that don't know what tow is, it's a pulpy, very dried out fire starting material that you can be started with a spark. Okay. Verse 10. The way of sinners is paved with smooth stones, but at its end is the pit of Hades in here, because this is written, this is in the Greek, but in the Hebrew it would be Sheol, the land of the dead. Okay. Another subsection here, beginning with verse 11, this is wisdom and foolishness. Verse 11, whoever keeps the law controls his thoughts, and the fulfillment of the fear of Yahweh is wisdom. Now they have the Lord here, but wherever they have the Lord to replace the sacred name, I will be using the sacred name. I'm not going to go along with that. Verse 12. The one who is not clever cannot be taught, but there is a cleverness that increases bitterness. Ooh, you're too smart for your own good, I guess. I love these. These are just wonderful. Verse 13. The knowledge of the wise will increase like a flood, and their counsel is like a life-giving spring. Verse 14. The mind of a fool is like a broken jar. It can hold no knowledge. Verse 15. When an intelligent person hears a wise saying, he praises it and adds to it. When a fool hears it, he laughs at it and throws it behind his back. Verse 16. A fool's chatter is like a burden on a journey, but delight is found in the speech of the intelligent. Verse 17. The utterance of a sensible person is sought in the assembly, and they ponder his words in their minds. That's right. Verse 18. Like a house in ruins is wisdom to a fool, and to the ignorant, knowledge is talk that has no meaning. These are some pretty profound sayings here. Verse 19. To a senseless person, education is fetters on his feet, and like manacles on his right hand. Verse 20. A fool raises his voice when he laughs, but the wise smile quietly. Verse 21. To the sensible person, education is like a golden ornament and like a bracelet on the right arm. It's valuable, okay? A little hit of this nice hot coffee. That's good. Verse 22. The foot of a fool rushes into a house, but an experienced person waits respectfully outside. Verse 23. a boor peers into the house from the door. A boor is a person that's rough and has no manners, okay? But a cultivated person remains outside until he's invited in, you know? That's just common manners. Well, verse 24. It is ill-mannered for a person to listen at a door. The discreet would be grieved by the disgrace. Verse 25. The lips of babblers speak of what is not their concern. But the words of the prudent are weighed in the balance. Yes. Verse 26 of chapter 21. The mind of fools is in their mouth, but the mouth of the wise is in their mind. They think before they speak, and the fools just run off at the mouth. Oh, boy, this is some good stuff. Verse 27 of chapter 21. When an ungodly person curses an adversary, he curses himself. Verse 28. Well, let's go back to 27. An adversary, or Satan. If he's cursing, an ungodly person curses Satan, he curses himself, because Satan means adversary, okay? Verse 28, a whisperer degrades himself and is hated in his neighborhood. Oh, boy. Now, this is chapter 22. And verses 7 and 8 are omitted, but I have them in the notes at the bottom. So I'll read them when we come to them. Verse 1 of chapter 22. The idler is like a filthy stone, and everyone hisses at his disgrace. This is about the idler, a person that doesn't work. Okay. Verse 2. The idler is like the filth of dunghills. Anyone that picks it up will shake it off his hand. Oh, man, I love it. This is another subsection, degenerate children. Verse 3. It is a disgrace to be the father of an undisciplined son, and the birth of a daughter is a loss. Verse 4. A sensible daughter obtains a husband of her own, but one who acts shamefully is a grief to her father. Brings shame on the family. Okay. Verse 5. An impudent daughter disgraces father and husband, and is despised by both. Loudmouth women. Verse 6. like music in time of mourning, is ill-timed conversation, but a thrashing and discipline are at all times wisdom. And it extends to, this is omitted, but it's verse 7. Children who are brought up in a good life conceal the lowly birth of their parents. They want to seem more than they are. Verse 8, which is also omitted. Children who are disdainfully and boorishly haughty stain the nobility of their kindred. Boy, is that true. People with big egos? Wow. Now, here's another subsection, wisdom and folly. Verse 9 of chapter 22. Whoever teaches a fool is like one who glues potsherds together, or who rouses a sleeper from deep slumber. Wow. Verse 10. Whoever tells a story to a fool tells it to a drowsy man. And at the end he will say, "What is it?" Verse 11. Weep for the dead, for he has left the light behind. And weep for the fool, for he has left intelligence behind. Weep less bitterly for the dead, for he is at rest. But the life of the fool is worse than death. Verse 12, and you can reference the book of Genesis, chapter 50, verse 10. That's Genesis 50, verse 10, and Judith, chapter 16, verse 24, verse 12 here. Mourning for the dead lasts 7 days, but for the foolish or the ungodly it lasts all the days of their lives. Verse 13, and it has an addendum at the end. Do not talk much with a senseless person, or visit an unintelligent person. And the addendum is, for being without sense, he will despise everything about you. And it goes on. Stay clear of him, or you may have trouble, and be spattered when he shakes himself off. Avoid him, and you will find rest, and you will never be wearied by his lack of sense. Verse 14. What is heavier than lead? And what is its name except fool? That like a fool is a heavy weight that you have to carry. Wow. Verse 15. Sand, salt, and a piece of iron are easier to bear than a stupid person. It's easier to carry that. Verse 16, a wooden beam firmly bonded into a building is not loosened by an earthquake. show the mind firmly resolved after due reflection will not be afraid in a crisis. That's profound. Verse 17. A mind settled on an intelligent thought is like stucco decoration that makes a wall smooth. Verse 18. Fences set on a high place will not stand firm against the wind. So a timid mind with a fool's resolve will not stand firm against any fear. Here's another subsection. The preservation of friendship. Verse 19. Let me get a little drink of this coffee. Verse 19. One who pricks the eye brings tears, and one who pricks the heart makes clear its feelings. Verse 20. This is profound. One who throws a stone at birds scares them away, and one who reviles a friend destroys the friendship. Verse 21. Even if you draw your sword against a friend, do not despair, for there is a way back. Verse 22. If you open your mouth against your friend, do not worry, for reconciliation is possible. But as for reviling, arrogance, disclosure of secrets, or a treacherous blow, in these cases, any friend will take to flight. Verse 23. Gain the trust of your neighbor in his poverty, so that you may rejoice with him in his prosperity. Stand by him in time of distress, so that you may share with him in his inheritance. And there's an addendum to this. For one should not always despise restricted circumstances or admire a rich person who is stupid. Wow. Verse 24. The vapor and smoke of the furnace precede the fire. So insults precede bloodshed. Well, that's true. Verse 25. I am not ashamed to shelter a friend, and I will not hide from him. In other words, you're supposed to help your brother. All right. Verse 26. But if harm should come to me because of him, whoever hears of it will beware of him. In other words, if he does you dirty when you're helping him, it's going to get around. He's not going to have a terrible reputation. Here's another subsection, and it will extend into chapter 23. This is a prayer for help against sinning. Verse 27 of chapter 22. Who will set a guard over my mouth and an effective seal upon my lips, so that I may not fall because of them, and my tongue may not destroy me. There is chapter 23, and here is verse 1 of chapter 23, continuing on in this subsection. It spans part of two chapters. O Yahweh, Father and Master of my life, do not abandon me to their designs, and do not let me fall because of them. Verse 2. Who will set whips over my thoughts and the discipline of wisdom over my mind, so as not to spare me in my errors and not overlook my sins, or their sins in the Greek. Verse 3. Otherwise my mistakes may be multiplied and my sins may abound, and I may fall before my adversaries, and my enemy may rejoice over me. And there's an addendum to this. From them the hope of your mercy is remote. I need to mark that. Okay, verse 4 of chapter 23. O Yahweh, Father and God of my life, do not give me haughty eyes. Verse 5, and remove evil desire from me. Verse 6, let neither gluttony nor lust overcome me, and do not give me over to shameless passion. In other words, keep my life clean of these things. He's asking for help to lead a righteous life, and that's a good prayer. There's another little subsection. It's discipline of the tongue. Verse 7 of chapter 23. Listen, my children, to instruction concerning the mouth. The one who observes it will never be caught. In other words, caught up in controversy. Verse 8. Sinners are overtaken through their lips. By them the reviler and the arrogant are tripped up. Verse 9. And you can reference Matthew chapter 5, verse 34. That's Matthew 5, verse 34. And James chapter 5, verse 12. That's James 5, 12. This is verse 9 of chapter 23. Do not accustom your mouth to oaths, nor habitually utter the name of the Holy One. In other words, don't take it lightly. Verse 10. For as a servant who is constantly under scrutiny will not lack bruises, so also the person who always swears and utters the name will never be cleansed from sin. And the Syriac has be free from sin. Verse 11, the one who swears many oaths is full of iniquity. And the scourge will not leave his house. If he swears in error, his sin remains on him. And if he disregards it, he sins doubly. If he swears a false oath, he will not be justified, for his house will be filled with calamities. All right, now here's something that's instruction for everybody. It's very specific. The subsection is called foul language. Verse 12 of chapter 23. There is a manner of speaking comparable to death. And it adds, from them the hope of your mercy is remote. Okay. May it never be found in the house of Jacob. So what it's saying is, Israelites, keep your speech clean, okay? Such conduct will be far from the godly, and they will not wallow in sins. Verse 13, do not accustom your mouth to coarse, foul language, for it involves sinful speech. I'm going to read that again. Do not accustom your mouth to coarse, foul language, for it involves sinful speech. We can say everything we have to say without profanity, okay? We don't need to use it. Verse 14. Remember your father and mother when you sit among the great, or you may forget yourself in their presence, and behave like a fool through bad habit. Then you will wish that you had never been born, and you will curse the day of your birth. Verse 15. Continuing on in that. Those who are accustomed to using abusive language will never become disciplined as long as they live. Clean up the language, in other words. This is words of wisdom here. Another subsection of chapter 23 concerning sexual sins. Okay. Verse 16 of chapter 23. Two kinds of individuals multiply sins, and a third incurs wrath. Hot passion that blazes like a fire will not be quenched until it burns itself out. One who commits fornication with his near of kin will never cease until the fire burns him up. Verse 17. To a fornicator, all bread is sweet. He will never weary until he dies. Verse 18, the one who sins against his marriage bed says to himself, who can see me? Darkness surrounds me, the walls hide me, and no one sees me. Why should I worry? The Most High will not remember sins. Boy, is he ever lying to himself. Well, God doesn't see me. Oh, come on now. Verse 19. His fear is confined to human eyes, and he does not realize that the eyes of Yahweh are 10,000 times brighter than the sun. They look upon every aspect of human behavior, or the behavior of atoms, and see into hidden corners. In other words, he sees everything. Don't kid yourself. Verse 20, before the universe was created, it was known to him. And so it is since its completion. Verse 21, this man will be punished in the streets of the city, and where he least suspects it, he will be seized. In other words, that jealous husband's going to get him. Verse 22, so it is with a woman who leaves her husband and presents him with an heir by another man. In other words, she goes and gets pregnant by somebody else. And he's supposed to raise that kid? No. Verse 23, for first of all, she has disobeyed the law of the Most High. Second, she has committed an offense against her husband. And third, through her fornication, she has committed adultery and brought forth children by another man. Verse 24, this is back when they had laws about things. She herself will be brought before the assembly, and her punishment will extend to her children. In other words, little bastards. Verse 25. Her children will not take root, and her branches will not bear fruit. Verse 26. She will leave behind an accursed memory, and her disgrace will never be blotted out. Verse 27, those who survive her will recognize that nothing is better than the fear of Yahweh, and nothing sweeter than to heed the commandments of Yahweh. And there's an addendum here. It is a great honor to follow God, and to be received by him is long life. That's also added on, that would be verse 28, okay? Now, let me see, here's chapter 24. I can get this done in the time allotted. This is the praise of wisdom. Verse 1 of chapter 24. And you can reference verses 1 through 22 in chapter 24. Proverbs 8, verses 11 through 21. And verses 3 through 6. You can reference Proverbs 8, verses 27 through 31. And verse 4 of chapter 24, you can reference Exodus chapter 33, verses 9 and 10. Is verse 1. Wisdom praises herself and tells of her glory in the midst of her people. Verse 2. In the assembly of the Most High she opens her mouth, and in the presence of his host she tells of her glory. Verse 3. I came forth from the mouth of the Most High and covered the earth like a mist. Verse 4. I dwelt in the highest heavens, and my throne was in a pillar of cloud. Verse 5. Alone I compassed the vault of heaven and traversed the depths of the abyss. Verse 6. Over waves of the sea, over all the earth, and over every people and nation I have held sway. And they add, I have acquired a possession as an alternative to that, okay? Or I have acquired a possession. They read things differently. Verse 7. Among all these I sought a resting place. In whose territory should I abide? Verse 8. Then the Creator of all things gave me a command, and my Creator chose the place for my tent. He said, make your dwelling in Jacob, and in Israel receive your inheritance. That's wisdom, okay? Verse 9. Before the ages, in the beginning, he created me. And for all the ages I shall not cease to be. Okay. Verse 10. In the holy tent I ministered before him, and so I was established in Zion. Verse 11. Thus, in the beloved city he gave me a resting place, and in Jerusalem was my domain. Verse 12. I took root in an honored people, in the portion of Yahweh, his heritage. This is all about wisdom. Verse 13. I grew tall like a cedar in Lebanon and like a cypress on the heights of Hermon. That's Mount Hermon. Verse 14. I grew tall like a palm tree in En Gedi or on the beaches and like rose bushes in Jericho, like a fair olive tree in the field, and like a plane tree beside water, I grew tall. Okay. Verse 15. Like cassia and camel's thorn, I gave forth perfume. Those are herbs that were used for perfume, okay? And like choice myrrh, I spread my fragrance, like galbanum, onycha, and stacte, and like the odor of incense in the tent. Those are all fragrant substances. Verse 16, like a terebinth, I spread out my branches, and my branches are glorious and graceful. A terebinth is a big shade tree, okay? Verse 17, like the vine I bud forth delights, and my blossoms become glorious and abundant fruit. Now here's verse 18, which is omitted, but they have it in the notes. I am the mother of beautiful love, of fear, of knowledge, and of holy hope. Being eternal, I am given to all my children, to those who are named by him. Verse 19. Come to me, you who desire me, and eat your fill of my fruits. Verse 20. For the memory of me is sweeter than honey, and the possession of me sweeter than the honeycomb. That's wisdom. Okay. Verse 21. Those who eat of me will hunger for more, and those who drink of me will thirst for more. Can't get enough wisdom. Mm-hmm. Verse 22. Whoever obeys me will not be put to shame, and those who work with me will not sin. Mm-hmm. That's true. If you're wise, you won't sin. Another last subsection here in chapter 24. I'm not going to get into chapter 25. I don't have the time today. This is wisdom in the law in chapter 24. Verse 23. All this is the book of the covenant of the Most High God. That's El Elyon in Hebrew. The law that Moshe commanded us as an inheritance for the congregation of Yaakov. And verse 24 is in the notes. Do not cease to be strong in Yahweh. Cling to him so that he may strengthen you. The Lord Almighty, that's El Elyon, alone is Elohim, that's God. And beside him there is no Savior. All through the Old Testament, Yahweh says, I am your Savior. I am your Redeemer. Over and over and over and over. Verse 25 of chapter 24. It overflows like the Pishon, that's a river, with wisdom. And like the Tigris, another river, at the time of the first fruits. Verse 26, it runs over like the Euphrates, and in Hebrew that would be the Parath, with understanding, and like the Jordan River, at harvest time. Verse 27, it pours forth instruction like the Nile. Okay. In the Greek, it says it makes instruction shine forth like light. Okay. Like the Gihon, another river. These are all rivers. At the time of vintage. Verse 28. The first man, the first Adam, not man, did not know wisdom fully. Nor will the last one fathom her. Verse 29, for her thoughts are more abundant than the sea, and her counsel deeper than the great abyss. Verse 30, as for me, I was like a canal from a river, like a water channel into a garden. Verse 31, I said, I will water my garden and drench my flower beds. And lo, my canal became a river and my river a sea. This is all about wisdom. Verse 32. I will again make instruction shine forth like the dawn, and I will make it clear from far away. Verse 33. I will again pour out the teaching like prophecy and leave it to all future generations. Verse 34. Observe that I have not labored for myself alone, but for all who seek wisdom. Okay, that wraps that up. That's all about wisdom. This is wisdom literature. So it's full of pretty profound sayings in the book of Sirach. We will be beginning in chapter 25 on Friday, the 18th. I'm really enjoying this, as you can tell. These sayings are so profound, and they touch all our lives. They really do. They really do. I can't stress enough how important this intertestamental reading is. All these different books that normally are not found in so-called standard Bibles. Well, they used to be in the King James, and they removed them. I wonder why. Well, it's about time for me to bow out, and I will catch you again on Friday. And it is always a pleasure. May Yahweh bless and keep you. Praise Yahweh.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe. For
hello, I'm Pastor Steve. You are listening to Eurofolkradio.com. We are privileged to bring you the Christian identity message to the dispersed people of true Israel, wherever they might be. We also bring you news and current events, health information, political commentary, and a little humor thrown in. We are glad that you could join us, and may Yahweh bless and keep you. Praise Yahweh.